Chapter 8. Dinner. Zhao Yunlan has no idea how long he sleeps for, but he wakes up feeling better. It might have something to do with the way that Qing is still pressed against his side, his tail flopping across Zhao Yunlan's belly, one of Da Qing's hands fisted in Zhao Yunlan's shirt over his chest. Everything feels a lot safer with Da Qing a tangible presence right there, even if it might only be an illusion in their current predicament. Zhao Yunlan wonders if he can just stay here, just like this, and pretend the rest of the galaxy doesn't exist. He'd be fine if he could just stay in this moment, with a sleeping Da Qing pressed close, warm and comfortable. That's probably not going to happen, though, he thinks with a sigh. But he stays there for just a moment longer anyway, petting Da Qing's arm quietly. Boss, Da Qing mumbles sleepily against his side. Time to wake up, Zhao Yunlan says quietly, his voice feeling heavy with sleep. He still doesn't move. Da Qing mumbles something and burrows a bit closer. Lazy cat, Zhao Yunlan mumbles softly, petting Da Qing once more before forcing himself to move. He's used to getting up no matter how much he hates it. He's good at getting up when he wants to stay in bed. Telling himself that doesn't actually make him feel any better about it. Da Qing mutters something indistinct as he's forced to move. I hope you slept well, a sudden female-sounding voice says, with that slightly echoey tinge to it. It makes Zhao Yunlan startle badly enough that Da Qing starts laughing. That's how Zhao Yunlan finally figures out what the chamber presence actually is. He also concludes that whatever Wang Cheng actually is, she definitely isn't one of those, despite what Da Qing might have called her. Zhao Yunlan is pretty sure Da Qing had meant it as an insult. Zhao Yunlan isn't entirely sure he likes the idea of an AI in his bedroom, watching everything. No matter how limited Da Qing says the thing is. Is this a thing in every bedroom around here? Zhao Yunlan asks, squinting up at the ceiling like he might actually see something there. He's pretty sure that's not how this actually works, but it's hard to imagine something that seems to be aware and doesn't have some kind of body. At least Wang Cheng had something that he could look at, even if Zhao Yunlan isn't quite so stupid as to think that had exactly been her, any more than this particular AI is the damned ceiling he's staring at. For entitled, yeah, Da Qing says, still grinning with amusement. And great, Zhao Yunlan is glad someone is amused. Why? Zhao Yunlan can't help the bewildered question. He can't think of a single reason why he'd want an AI in his bedroom. If he had his own bedroom, he sure as hell would want it to be private. But maybe that's just because he's never really had a bedroom all to himself. Do you offer critique on my performance? Zhao Yunlan asks the ceiling. And why is that the thing he thought of? Why is his brain like this? If you want me to, the voice says, in that same pleasant tone it said everything else in. He wonders if it knows what he's talking about. Da Qing bursts out laughing again. Zhao Yunlan ignores him, takes a breath, and then decides that he's just going to not question any of this. It's fine. There's an AI living in every bedroom. He lets his head fall into his hands. Do you have any idea where I can find Shun Wei? We might as well get whatever this kidnapping is about over with. Maybe he should be concerned that he's starting to get used to getting kidnapped. That's probably not something you're supposed to get used to. He's waiting for you to join him for dinner. The chamber presence informs him pleasantly. Oh, well, maybe there's some use for the thing, Zhao Yunlan thinks a bit distantly. Zhao Yunlan lifts his head from his hands and looks at the clothes he's wearing. It's the same stripped-down ages uniform that he's worn through a day of absolutely ridiculous space bureaucracy, been kidnapped in, and now slept in. He sighs and kind of dreads the answer to his next question. Is there anything I can change into? He might not have paid as much attention to Shun Wei's clothing as all that sheer lace probably would have deserved, but that doesn't mean he hadn't noticed it at all. He's not entirely sure he's looking forward to whatever Shen Wei will expect him to wear. Shen Wei might look amazing in something like that, but Zhao Yunnan is pretty sure he's not going to pull that off. And maybe a bath? The chamber presence turns out to be a lot more helpful than Zhao Yunnan had expected. As soon as he gets over the part where he feels weird about someone watching him anyway. Zhao Yunnan is just going to go with a bath and a shower, even if he feels like those words aren't quite enough for what's actually there. The fun thing is that he only needs to tell the chamber presence what he wants and it happens, instead of him trying to figure out how any of it actually works. So far, Da Qing has mostly been the one to explain how things like toilets and such work. At least the chamber presence isn't judging his lack of knowledge and quietly snickering at him. "Da Qing," he yells out of the bathroom. "Stop laughing, or I'll replace you with an AI." "Nah, boss," Da Qing yells back, still snickering. "They're not as cuddly as I am." Zhao Yunlan smiles slightly. Da Qing has a point there. He chucks off his clothing and steps into the fall of pleasantly warm water. He's not had an actual shower since he was back on Earth. He closes his eyes and tilts his head back and lets the water fall into his face. It feels soft and pleasant in a way he's pretty sure no shower on Earth had ever quite managed. He stands there for a good while, just enjoying the fact that there's no one at all he needs to reserve warm water for. No one standing behind the door just waiting for him to get out. Some aspects of suddenly being ridiculously rich he could get used to. Maybe. Eventually, he asks the chamber presence for advice on what he's supposed to use for washing which part, and also finds out that he doesn't actually need to wash himself if he doesn't feel like it. Apparently, it can take care of that part too. He very politely declines. He also declines any help in shaving himself. It turns out, some things might take a lot more getting used to than others. There are no towels, as it turns out, and he's simply dried off by the flow of warm air, which is fine enough. But mostly, Zhao Yunnan has always used towels to cover himself in a crowded home, where people definitely wouldn't have appreciated him walking around naked. He's slowly starting to get the impression that they're not quite as worried about that out in space. He shrugs, and then just walks naked out of the bathroom. Da Qing is probably not going to die of shock, and the chamber presence has already seen everything anyway. Da Qing is still lounging on the bed, and doesn't look much like he has any plans on getting up. Zhao Yunlan would ask him if he has any, plans, but considering the chamber presence, he's pretty sure any conversation they might have isn't exactly private. So, probably better to just keep his mouth shut, and wait to see, despite how much he hates doing that. Da Qing has gotten him out of all the trouble before. Maybe Zhao Yunlan should just trust that he'll work something out this time too. Even if Da Qing is currently lounging on a bed and looking like he'd be happy to stay there forever. The chamber presence directs him to his new clothes, and for a good while after that, Zhao Yunlan just stands there naked and stares. There, in front of him, neatly laid out, are a set of what looks suspiciously like jeans and a t-shirt. He reaches out and pokes at the things. They feel real enough, so he's probably not hallucinating. "Is there something wrong?" the chamber presence asks in its perfectly pleasant voice. Zhao Yunlan lifts up the t-shirt. The fabric feels more like what that uniform shirt had felt like, but it looks very much like a plain black t-shirt. He sets the t-shirt down and picks up what looks like a pair of jeans instead. The same is true for them. They look right and feel just a bit off, but it's... Something prickles at Zhao Yunlan's eyes and he blinks quickly. "No, it's fine. Just... not what I was expecting," he says, like he needs to explain things to the chamber presence. Maybe he does. Maybe Shen Wei will hear everything about it. His voice sounds choked. "Boss?" Da Qing suddenly asks, and maybe Zhao Yunlan has been staring at the things for a bit too long. What the fuck is he getting this emotional about a bit of fabric anyway? He thought he was over that on the ship earlier. How did he know? Zhao Yunlan asks, and he's not entirely sure who that question is for. Da Qing peers at the clothes from around Zhao Yunlan, a hand on Zhao Yunlan's shoulder. He hadn't even realized Da Qing had walked up to him until he felt that warm hand settle against him. It makes him startle slightly. Well, at least Da Qing definitely doesn't care about the nudity.
True Shuzhe, probably,
Da Qing says casually, before walking away again. Zhao Yunlan turns his head to see him flop back down on the bed.
You should probably get dressed, boss. You don't want to be late for dinner,
Da Qing says once he's all settled down again. Zhao Yunlan isn't entirely sure what to make of that tone. Da Qing is clearly not that pleased about it, but other than that he doesn't know what Da Qing might be thinking.
I think he'll wait, Zhao Yunlan says. He has no idea what the time actually is, or if that even matters out in space. Maybe it's dinner time simply because Shunwei says it is. Maybe it'd be dinner time no matter when Zhao Yunlan had woken up.
Da Qing makes a little displeased huff, and his tail thrashes against the bed.
You're not going, are you? Zhao Yunlan asks him.
Da Qing's answer is anything but happy.
I'm not invited.
Yeah, that's what Zhao Yunlan thought. He isn't feeling too happy about that part either. Zhao Yunlan puts down the jeans and picks up the underwear on offer, pulling it on. At least he knows how to put on these clothes, and it only takes him a few moments. There are socks, but no new shoes, so he figures the old ones are good enough, and shoves his feet into those. He still feels a little burst of satisfaction at the way they automatically tighten themselves around his feet. The lack of shoelaces is just so much easier.
Don't do anything stupid, boss,
Da Qing tells him before he leaves.
Yeah, that's kind of what Zhao Yunlan has been trying to tell himself too.
Most of the vague ideas Zhao Yunlan might have had for what he was going to say or do fly out the window the moment he actually sees Shunwei. He's wearing something blue this time, with delicate silver jewellery. This is flowier and slightly more comfortable looking than what Shunwei had been wearing earlier, but features just as much sheer lace.
I like the lace, Zhao Yunlan says, without thinking, and then wants to smack himself. That's not the way to start a discussion with your kidnapper.
It makes Shunwei's face light up, though, like that's the best compliment he's ever gotten. Zhao Yunlan curses the way that smile makes something zing along Zhao Yunlan's nerves like electricity.
Oh, shit, he thinks and wonders if it's too late to turn around and go hide in that room he's been given.
His exhaustion when they first met might actually have dulled his reaction to Shunwei.
I'm glad, Shunwei says, and his voice makes Zhao Yunlan want to shiver.
Yeah. Sleep had not helped him at all.
Please sit, Shunwei adds, pulling out a chair at the table full of foods that Zhao Yunlan doesn't recognize.
But he's not really recognized any of the things he's eaten out here so far, so that's nothing new. There's usually been less of everything, though.
Zhao Yunlan takes a breath. Don't do anything stupid, he reminds himself again, before walking up to the table. He has to get way too close to Shunwei in order to sit down. There's silver threaded into the intricate little braids that hold Shunwei's hair back, he notices.
Thank you, Zhao Yunlan says once he sits down. It seems like the thing to say. No one's ever held out a chair for him before. Shunwei sits down in his own chair, which is, Zhao Yunlan notes, a lot closer to Zhao Yunlan than it needs to be, considering the size of the table. Shunwei could easily have chosen not to be in touching distance. But maybe being further away would make conversation awkward.
Did you rest well?
Shunwei asks politely, like this is just a normal pleasant dinner he's invited Zhao Yunlan to.
Didn't the chamber presence tell you?
Zhao Yunlan asks, with as much bite as he can manage. It's not like he isn't still angry about the kidnapping. It's just a bit hard to remember that, with Shunwei right there looking at him. Shunwei inclines his head slightly.
I haven't asked, he says, apparently not hesitating to admit that he could spy on Zhao Yunlan whenever he wants to. Maybe that's just so self-evident that there's no point in hiding it.
That leaves them with an awkward silence. Zhao Yunlan stares at the food in front of him, and then reaches out for a fruit that he's pretty sure he'd had earlier, and hadn't hated. Zhao Yunlan is hungry, and he's going to eat something. Zhao Yunlan bites into the light pink thing. It tastes the same as he remembers, too.
Shunwei makes a little strangled noise, and Zhao Yunlan looks at him, pulling the fruit away from his lips. He can feel a bit of juice escape his mouth and quickly licks his lip. Shunwei's eyes follow the movement of his tongue. Then he quickly lifts his gaze up to Zhao Yunlan's eyes. The smile he gives Zhao Yunlan is ever so slightly strained.
Oh, Zhao Yunlan thinks, and something tingles in his belly and all the way to his fingertips.
And then he thinks, oh, wait a second, isn't he supposed to look like Shunwei's dad?
He lifts the piece of fruit to his lips again and keeps looking at Shunwei as he bites into it. Shunwei's Adam's apple bobs as he swallows, his eyes flicking down to Zhao Yunlan's lips again. Definitely not his imagination. What the hell kind of relationship did Shunwei have with his dad? On second thought, does he really want an answer to that question? Zhao Yunlan puts the piece of fruit down, feeling awkward suddenly.
Why am I here, Shunwei?
Zhao Yunlan is never going to manage a whole dinner like this, is he? Might as well just get right down to things. Hopefully, he can just get someone to deliver him food to his room later. If he ever gets back there, he thinks a bit morosely, a tendril of the familiar anxiety finally poking at his insides. Stupidly, it almost makes him feel better about things. At least he's not lost all of his senses over Shunwei's pretty face. Shunwei has the good grace not to pretend like he doesn't realize what Zhao Yunlan is talking about.
You should eat first, he says quietly. I'm sure you must be hungry.
Zhao Yunlan's jaw tightens with annoyance, and that's good too, better than the way his heart keeps fluttering every time Shunwei looks at him.
Shunwei. Please, I will explain, I promise, but please eat something first.
There seems to be nothing but earnest concern on Shunwei's face, and it's really hard to maintain his annoyance in the face of that. Zhao Yunlan makes a valiant effort before conceding defeat. Besides, he is hungry.
Fine, but you're going to explain,
Zhao Yunlan says, trying to sound like he actually has any room to demand things. Well, technically, according to the entitled code, he probably has. Shunwei gives a slight nod. Zhao Yunlan stares at the food and has no idea where to start.
I don't really know what any of this is, he admits.
Well, Shunwei was bound to find out about Zhao Yunlan's monumental amount of ignorance at some point. Shunwei's huff of amusement is soft and not at all mocking.
I can help with that.
The dinner isn't quite as awkward as it could be. The conversation is entirely limited to Shunwei explaining what the different foods are and Zhao Yunlan trying things out. If nothing else, Zhao Yunlan now has some idea of what things he likes, which will be helpful for the next time someone kidnaps him and makes him have dinner with them, he supposes. In very different circumstances, Zhao Yunlan might have called this a successful date. That thought makes him feel all kinds of weird. Zhao Yunlan puts down the last thing he'd tasted, not his favourite, but passable enough, and settles his palms against the table and looks at Shunwei.
All right, he says, looking at Shunwei.
The small smile Shunwei's been sporting as he watches Zhao Yunlan react to the different foods falls away from his face, and Zhao Yunlan is pretty sure he doesn't actually need to say anything. He does, anyway.
Now, you explain.
Shunwei hesitates for a moment. He opens his mouth slightly and then frowns. To Zhao Yunlan it looks a lot like someone who doesn't quite know how to start.
You know about your inheritance, as Kunlun's recurrence.
Shunwei's face doesn't betray anything about what he might feel about any of that. or for his dead dad, for that matter. Zhao Yunlan wonders how much he should be admitting to here. He makes a little gesture with his hands. "More or less," he says. "A lot less than he should, probably, but admitting that is probably not helpful." He knows he supposedly owns Earth now, which is a concept that is a bit hard to wrap his head around. But beyond that, it's all a bit vague. Shun Wei nods, still looking thoughtful. He stands up from his chair and offers a hand to Zhao Yunlan. "Would you mind walking with me for a while?" There's something in the way he asks it that makes Zhao Yunlan think that if he says no, Shun Wei would just defer to his wishes. But quite honestly, Zhao Yunlan is feeling restless, and it's easier if he can move while they talk. Especially since he doesn't have anything to distract himself with, unless he starts playing around with some of the redundant utensils on the table. He reaches out to take Shun Wei's hand. His skin tingles slightly where they touch. Shun Wei helps him up to his feet in one easy move. Some of the lace brushes against Zhao Yunlan's bare forearm. Apparently, there's an actual garden to walk in on this ship of Shun Wei's, and Zhao Yunlan has to wonder how big it actually is. "Did anyone tell you about Region X?" Shun Wei eventually asks. Zhao Yunlan almost says yes, but then he stops himself. He doesn't think Shun Wei means just, "Did someone tell you it exists?" Zhao Yunlan takes a moment to think about his answer. "I know it lets all of you live for longer than I can imagine. I know that's where..." Zhao Yunlan huffs out a small laugh. "Our family's wealth comes from." That is such a strange thing to say, because Zhao Yunlan's family lives in a small house on Earth and doesn't own much of anything. But after that, it gets very scarce on details. He doesn't blame Wang Cheng for not regaling him with any details about the science of it. It's not like Zhao Yunlan would have understood any of that anyway. But that is still not a lot of information about something that's supposed to be where they get all their money and influence from. She hadn't seemed to want to talk about it, and there'd been enough things that Zhao Yunlan didn't understand for him to press her on the point. Shun Wei sighs and then stops. There's a tree with red leaves just above them, and as they stand there a few of the leaves fall down. One of them lands in Shun Wei's hair, and Zhao Yunlan stares at it long enough that Shun Wei plucks it out with a small, sad smile and lets it fall down to the ground. I wish... The little laugh Shun Wei lets out doesn't sound at all amused, and Zhao Yunlan feels a little twist in his belly even before Shun Wei continues. I wasn't the one who has to tell you. The feeling of dread intensifies, and Zhao Yunlan is very sure that he doesn't want to hear whatever Shun Wei has to say after that introduction. Shun Wei takes a deep breath and seems to steel himself. Region X, the thing that makes all of this possible, Shun Wei sweeps an arm out to indicate. Well, Zhao Yunlan isn't sure what, his ship, the whole of their society, is harvested from humans. For a moment, Zhao Yunlan is blissfully unaware of what that actually means. But then Shun Wei continues. It takes 100 human lives to make a single container of Region X. Zhao Yunlan gags. He feels like throwing up everything he's just eaten. His skin crawls as he remembers that Ching spraying that stuff on him like it was nothing. He stares at his own arm, where the wounds had been, and he wants to claw it open again. Like he could rip out the... Zhao Yunlan gasps in a shuddering breath. He tightens the hand he's suddenly wrapped around his own arm. Another hand wraps around his arm, and Zhao Yunlan blinks at it. "Come on, let's sit down," Shun Wei says. "Oh, that sounds like a good idea," Zhao Yunlan thinks, and then just sinks down to the ground, floor, deck, whatever it is. The grass is blue. Shun Wei's hand is still on his arm, and Zhao Yunlan looks up at him. "How? Why?" He keeps looking at Shun Wei, like maybe Shun Wei will tell him that none of it is true. "We seed planets with human life, and wait for them to mature. Then, when the population is large enough, we harvest the planet. Every single life on it, Zhao Yunlan. No one is spared." Shunwei is calm and completely brutal in the way he delivers truth without so much as flinching. Jiayunlan hates all of this. The entire fucking space commonwealth or whatever it is. He pulls his knees up against his chest and leans his forehead against them. He's never wanted to be home as much as he does right now. Sharing a room with fucking Zhao Shunshu, cleaning rich people's toilets every day. Jiayunlan lifts his head and blinks away the tears. What does any of this have to do with me? Shunwei doesn't quite meet his eyes, even though he's still holding on to Jiayunlan's arm. That's a long explanation, Shunwei starts to say. Shunwei! Jiayunlan yells. Don't! He feels Shunwei jerk and squeeze his arm slightly like Jiayunlan might have startled him. Good. Your planet, Earth, is the next on schedule to be harvested, Shunwei tells him quietly. Jiayunlan pulls his arm away from Shunwei's grip. He tries to get up, but for some reason his legs don't quite seem to be obeying him. But he needs to, he has to. Jiayunlan, Shunwei is saying, and then again louder now. Jiayunlan, please. His hands are on Jiayunlan's shoulders, holding him in place, and Jiayunlan can't deal with, can't. We can stop it, Shunwei tells him, and then again a bit quieter. We can stop it, Jiayunlan. Jiayunlan sinks back to the ground, the words finally penetrating. He should ask how and why Shunwei would want to, and but Jiayunlan feels like he's barely hanging on to any kind of sense right now, and he's not quite up to asking questions. Shunwei says something, except Jiayunlan has no idea what it is, and he just stares emptily at Shunwei. Maybe he'll say it again if it was something important. He's not holding on to Jiayunlan anymore, he suddenly realizes. Oh, maybe Jiayunlan had pushed him away. He's not quite sure about that. I'll call Daqing, Shunwei says. And yeah, those words make sense.